from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The Melrose Heights subdivision in the north end of Ward 5 is getting 241 new lots for housing. $9 million from the Ontario government's Housing Enabling Water Systems Fund will help pay for it. The first phase is installing just over 2 kilometers of infrastructure. Director of Growth and Infrastructure Scott Tam says the provincial funding will be used for engineering, design, and construction of water mains, storm, and sanitary sewers. The former mayor is the incumbent Conservative candidate for Timmins in the February 27th election. The current mayor of Iroquois Falls is the hopeful in Temiskaming Cochrane, and now Kapuskasing Mayor Dave Plourde is the candidate from Oshkegawak James Bay. Plourde is halfway through his second term as mayor and has been in municipal politics for 30 years. Among local issues is protecting the lumber and paper industries in the riding. There is also transportation, something which Plourde says there is no one thing to fix it.
Certainly the widening of highways all the way across northern Ontario, and certainly if you're in the middle of constructing a highway, make sure that you build the base wider to be able to widen the highway later when needed.
The audio of our interview on our website goes into depth on his background and the impetus to run for the legislature. Federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh says he'd be willing to support the Liberals in Parliament to pass legislation to cope with Donald Trump's threat to impose tariffs on Canadian imports. Singh says he's still committed to defeating the minority government, but if they're introducing help for Canadian workers, he's willing to listen. Reports say the federal government is ready with a massive package of assistance, depending on when the tariffs are introduced and how long they run. The spending could run as high as that seen during the COVID-19 pandemic. In February, two young men from Hearst plan to ski and snowshoe 450 kilometers through the wilderness from Fort Albany on the James Bay coast to Hearst. 33-year-old Jean-Philippe Marineau and Patrice Beaupellin, who's 32, aim to raise $125,000 from their 30-day trip to build a new main cabin at the only summer camp in Hearst, Camp Source de Vie. They'll be retracing the steps taken by Marineau's father and two friends back in 1985 to build the camp. Jean-Philippe says he promised his dad he would do it just before he died in 2017.
When you lose somebody close, you feel powerless. So this Great Challenge expedition will allow me to do a gesture in his memory. And the fundraiser will have a positive impact for the youth in our community.
Both 2025 trekkers went to Camp Source de Vie as kids.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.